This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A little bit of basic math, very basic, I promise, to start things off today. It's courtesy of the fresh data we got this morning from the Commerce Department. This past November, the United States exported about $254 billion in goods and services to other countries. That same month, we imported $317 billion in goods and services. You subtract the four, you borrow the one from the three. By my math, the United States had a trade deficit of $63 billion that month. Exports minus imports is, of course, the formula. And look, a $63 billion monthly trade deficit doesn't sound good. And as the presidential campaign heats up, if history is any guide, you are going to be hearing a lot more about it. So in an effort to get this out of the way before the noise really overwhelms things, the thing about the trade deficit is that, well, most economists aren't all that worried about it. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
The first thing you should know about a trade deficit, unless it's much, much bigger than it is now,
it does not really matter to the overall U.S. economy.
Scott Lincecum is an economist at the Cato Institute. He says that's mostly because when Japan sells us a sedan or France sells us a bottle of Pinot, they typically plow those dollars back into the U.S., either investing in a new factory or buying government debt. The second thing you should know is today's news that the trade deficit shrank in November. That's not necessarily a good thing. It means we're buying less stuff.
Counterintuitively, a expanding trade deficit is typically associated with stronger economic growth in the United States.
While the overall trade deficit number is not that illuminating, bilateral trade deficits do tell economists something about shifting geopolitics. Mary Lovely is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
The trade deficit with China has recently narrowed. And again, people will say, well, that's great. But in fact, it's moving to other locations.
Tariffs and nearshoring policies mean we're buying less from the Chinese, but more from countries like Vietnam and Mexico. Not that Lovely expects to hear that much nuance come campaign season. She says candidates use the trade deficit to paint whatever picture they want, and politicians tend to paint in black and white. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.